As Congress returns to work this week, lawmakers face a controversy over the presidential nomination of Daniel Pipes to the federally funded U.S. Institute of Peace. Muslim groups have called Pipes the nation's leading Islamophobe and insist the White House should drop the nomination. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Daniel Pipes has been studying and writing about the Middle East for years. His strong support for Israel has won him lasting enmity from backers of the Palestinians, but his views on post-9/11 security have deepened that hatred.
I believe that the threat to the United States comes from militant Islam, which is the transformation of Islam, the personal faith, into a totalitarian ideology.
Until recently, these views got limited exposure in Pipes' column in the New York Post and in the Campus Watch website, which helps to out pro-Arab scholars at U.S. universities. But Pipes' views took on new meaning as President Bush nominated him to serve on the U.S. Institute of Peace, a publicly funded think tank that is supposed to promote the peaceful resolution of international conflicts. Instead, the nomination has sparked its own little war. Ibrahim Hooper is with the Council on American-Islamic Relations.
We're trying to build bridges with the Muslim world. We're trying to resolve the conflict in the Middle East. And the nomination of Pipes harms those goals and harms America's interests and image worldwide.
Pipes says his attackers are misportraying his views. He insists he does not believe that Islam by itself incites violence, but he says radical Islam, something he calls Islamism, does lead its followers to terrorism. And Pipes says there's one place to find Islamic radicals.
It is an uncomfortable but undeniable fact that the support for militant Islam, the Islamists, come uniquely from the Muslim community. Therefore, it implies that if one is fighting militant Islam, one has to focus on Muslims.
The Institute of Peace makes reports, not policy, but Muslim groups say that the Pipes nomination sends a bad message, one that conflicts with the administration's insistence that terrorism, not Islam, is the enemy. Ibrahim Hooper says Pipes uses a broad brush that identifies all Muslims as potential terrorists.
If all Mr. Pipes did was condemn true militants who use the name of Islam to commit violent acts, that would be one thing. But his definition of militant Islam includes almost every Muslim who would be active in the political arena.
Hooper has asked the White House to rescind the nomination. The administration has not responded. Failing that, opponents hope the Senate will refuse to confirm Pipes. That could give some added visibility to what is ordinarily an obscure corner of the Washington landscape. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.